Jim Nolan served in the Illinois House and ran unsuccessfully for lieutenant governor, and he's the author of Illinois Politics, A Citizen's Guide. Tom Johnson's experience includes serving as director of the Illinois Department of Revenue and president of the Taxpayers Federation of Illinois. Nolan calls their book a set of suggestions.
Tom and I grew up in the 1950s in small-town Illinois, and we were proud to be from Illinois. Things were good then, and they're not so good now, and people are in a funk. And so Tom and I, who have bounced around Illinois government and politics for most of our lives, thought that we ought to try to make a contribution. And one way was to look about how to be more positive about the challenges Illinois faces. It's time that we started trying to turn things around in Illinois.
Johnson says they're not the only ones unhappy with what's going on. Polls show that most Illinois residents are unhappy too.
First of all, we have to admit we got a problem, and then we have to want to fix it. And so these ideas are under the umbrella of fixing Illinois. Hopefully it'll provide a little bit more political courage on the part of our leadership to suggest some of these changes, because they're necessary changes in order to fix our reputation.
He also thinks it's easy to blame politicians for Illinois' problems, but the rest of us bear some responsibility too.
The fact of the matter is, are we demanding the best we can get? Are we demanding that people perform gallantly, shall we say, and with conviction? And I think the public, you know, our generation, you know, the baby boomers, are a very fortunate generation. And I think we need to look ourselves in the mirror and say, what are we leaving behind for the next generation? And I would suggest that we haven't held those who lead us very accountable for making the tough decisions that need to be made in order for us to stay competitive.
Nolan says their suggestions for fixing Illinois would require some courage on the part of elected officials. One of them is to eliminate pensions for elected public officials. He also believes education reform could play a key role in the state's future.
In the book, we propose something dramatic, and that would be lengthening the school year and the school day to something akin to that you find in other developed nations and developing nations such as China, from which I just returned, where they go to school 200 days a year for 7 hours of instruction a day. And I think we need to face the international competition and not live on the moat that we think of ourselves on here, separated by two oceans.
But Johnson thinks it could take much longer to fix another problem for the state, and that's high property taxes.
Reforming and re-engineering how we deliver government services so that we spread the burden more equitably, as well as get some government programs to compete with each other. If more of the functions of municipal government services, including libraries and park districts and so forth, were consolidated within the municipality, there would be this automatic tension between, well, we've got limited resources, where are we going to put them?
Nolan says fixing Illinois has attracted the interest of some important groups, including a leadership program at the University of Illinois and staff of the General Assembly. And the news media is taking notice, and he hopes reporters will use their suggestions when they question candidates this year.
What we need to do and hope to do is to arouse some outrage among Illinois residents who share our feeling that we should be embarrassed for not having done a better job over the past decades, and that if we're going to leave the state in better shape than we found it, we have a lot of work to do.
Jim Nolan and Tom Johnson, co-authors of Fixing Illinois. It's published by the University of Illinois Press. I'm Herb Tricks.